Okay, let's talk about Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Cleveland, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Taylor Cleveland, she was born, today 6/16, she was born 8/23. Chief complaint, I think I have UTI, number one. Number two, my heart's beating out of my chest. Number three, my blood pressure is elevated. Number four, I'm feeling terrible. Number six, my neck is pulsating to death. Number seven, I quit taking all my medication. Number eight, feeling tired and lousy. Number nine, swelling in the lower extremity. Patient is a 27-year-old labor and delivery nurse at Kingwood Hospital, single. Last period was 2 weeks ago, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms, period. She has a past colorful history in that she had COVID-19 last June. At that time, she was noted to have a low TSH. It was thought that it might be because TSH is an acute phase reactant, so it was rechecked with free T3 and free T4, which were both elevated. Patient subsequently was started on methimazole, M-E-T-H-I-M-A-Z-O-L-E, 20 milligram one today, which made a huge difference in the way she felt, she states. She never saw the endocrinologist. Also, she has all the signs and symptoms of sleep apnea at 350 pounds and morbid obesity. She never did have her blood pressure, her sleep apnea study done, even though, again, she's a nurse. Period. She was given hydrochlorothiazide and irbesartan, but she quit taking the medication, hence the reason for increased blood pressure today. Period. New paragraph, patient comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms, and which I'm very concerned about her well-being. We had a long discussion about she needs to take care of herself and the fact that she cannot ignore these symptoms. At age 27, she will be dead by 35 if she doesn't do the right thing. Family history, breast cancer, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, stroke, but no diabetes. Allergy, penicillin, medication, quit taking everything, no meds at this time. History, hyperthyroidism, morbid obesity, surgery, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking, she's single, she's never been pregnant. Last period was 2 weeks ago. Immunization, COVID immunization, up to date, she also had COVID in June of last year. She weighs 350 pounds, weights up about 5 pounds since last visit, 97%, 98.8, 16, 111, 172 over 101. Heart tachycardic, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, very obese, slight tenderness, lower abdomen, neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Assessment, number one, as far as her hypertension is concerned, this is most likely related to multiple things. Number one, hyperthyroidism. We're going to start it on methimazole, 20 milligram one today. Next number, we're going to give her Inderol as opposed to any different beta blocker because that blocks conversion of T4 to T3, 20 milligram twice a day. Next number, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day to battle the fluid in her legs. Next number, no sign of urinary tract infection noted. UA is completely negative. Her symptoms could be related to a vaginal yeast infection. We'll treat with Diflucan, 200 milligram times 3 days. Next number, check blood work, free T3, free T4, hemoglobin A1C, CBC, CMP, TSH, next, and lipids. Next number, refer patient to endocrinologist, ASAP, in big letters. Next number, refer for sleep study, ASAP, big letters. Next number, explain to the patient that if she doesn't start taking care of herself, she's probably going to die within the next 5 years, and she understands. Next number, she's going to come back next week for a follow-up of her blood pressure. Next number, we'll call patient with the results of lab. Next number, avoid salt. Next number, COVID immunization is up to date. Next number, I told her that she does need to see endocrinologist ASAP. Methimazole is just a medication to help her with symptoms and to get her thyroid under control until she actually has an appointment, as well as an appointment to have her sleep study done, because, again, that's another cause for her blood pressure, her swelling in the legs, and the way she feels. Above discussed with patient ad nauseum. Thank you.